Title: Metal Hits Processed into Industrial Jungle Effects Advanced. All right, let's build some real industrial jungle effects out of raw metal hits inside Ableton Live using stock devices. The goal isn't just make it distorted. The goal is to make it hit hard, move like jungle, and still sit inside a rolling drum and bass mix at 170 to 176 BPM without shredding your ears or stomping on the snare. By the end of this lesson, you're going to have a tight palate, a metal impact thunk for drop punctuation, a pitchy zap or zip for fills, a reverse swell into a slam for tension, a rattly gated texture tail for atmosphere, and a band-limited transition hit that cuts through dense drums and bass. And the fun part? All of it can come from one or two metal recordings. Let's set the session up properly first, because it'll make the rest of this fast. Set your tempo to somewhere in the DNB zone, 170 to 176. Create three audio tracks named Metal Raw, Metal Resample, and Metal FX Print. Then create a return track called FX Verb. This return is your controlled warehouse space, not a wash that eats your low end. On the FX Verb return, load Hybrid Reverb. If you can, use Convolution plus Algorithmic, but Algorithmic alone is fine if you want to keep CPU light. Choose a large warehouse-ish vibe. Set decay around 2.5 to 5 seconds, and put pre-delay around 20 to 40 milliseconds, so the reverb doesn't smother your transient immediately. Then low cut inside the reverb somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz, and high cut around 7 to 10k. After Hybrid Reverb, put an EQ8 and high pass again around 300 Hz with a steep slope, and if the reverb is biting, do a gentle dip in the 2 to 4K region. That's a big theme today. Industrial doesn't mean harsh. Industrial is controlled aggression. Now step 1. Choose the right metal hit. Drag your metal recording onto Metal Raw. You want a clear transient plus a resonant ring. That ring is gold. Avoid stuff that already has nasty room noise, because removing bad room is harder than adding character later. Turn on warp. If it's a longer resonant hit, Complex Pro is usually safer. If it's a short clang, Beats can keep the transient crisp. And if timing is weird, use warp from here, straight, to snap it into place. Now quick cleanup. Put utility on the track and set gain so the peak hits around minus 6 dB. Give yourself headroom, because we're about to stack harmonics. If the recording is messy, add a gate, but don't choke the ring. Set the threshold so you reduce background, and set release somewhere like 150 to 300 milliseconds, so the tail feels intentional, not abruptly chopped. Extra coach note here, treat metal like a pitched drum, not just noise. Before you even distort anything, drop a tuner after the raw clip, or use spectrum and look for the biggest peak in the ring. That's basically your note. If it's sitting between notes and it sounds awkward against your track, use clip transpose in semitones, or even fine-tune by sense, to land it on something musical. Root, fifth, or minor third are easy wins for darker jungle. This one move can take your FX from random clang to oh, that's part of the tune. Now step 2, build the core industrial impact chain. On Metal Raw, we're doing a classic flow, transient, then tone, then crush, then control. First, drum bus. Push drive somewhere around 10 to 25%, crunch around 5 to 15. Be careful with boom. Metal can fake sub in a gross way, so keep boom at zero unless you have a reason. Then push transients up, somewhere like plus 10 to plus 30, until it punches. Next, saturator. Use analog clip or soft sign. Drive around 3 to 8 dB and enable soft clip. Then adjust output so you're not just getting louder, you're getting denser. Then pedal. Put it in distortion mode. Gain around 20 to 40%. And keep the tone slightly dark. Metal lives in that presence area already. And if you brighten it here, it turns into a fatigue bomb fast. Then EQ8. High pass around 25 to 40 Hz to remove useless rumble. If it's harsh, do a narrow notch somewhere in the 3 to 6K zone, maybe 2 to 6 dB down. If it needs bite, a tiny boost around 1 to 2K can bring it forward without frying your ears. Finally, a limiter just as a safety net. Ceiling around minus 0.8. This is not for flattening. This is just to catch spikes while you print. Now we resample. This part is the industrial jungle mindset. Commit to audio and manipulate it like a weapon. Arm the metal resample track. Set its input to resampling, or route audio from Metal Raw if you prefer. Now loop a few bars and record multiple hits while you tweak the chain. Change the drum bus transient amount. Push saturator drive a bit, pull it back. Change the pedal tone slightly darker, then slightly brighter, find the edge. You're basically doing performance passes, not one perfect render. Record two or three takes, because later, you're going to steal the best 200 to 800 millisecond moments, and those happy accidents become your signature zips and slams. Step 3. Turn one print into multiple FX variations. Take the resampled audio and move it onto Metal FX print. Duplicate it so you have at least 3 working clips. Variation 1 is your impact hit, your drop punctuation. Set warp mode to beats. Add tiny fades. Fade in basically 0 to 2 milliseconds, fade out maybe 10 to 60 milliseconds, depending how tight you want it. This is how you stop metal from ringing all over your drums. If it needs extra snap, add drum bus with transients around plus 20 and minimal drive. Then send just a little to FX Verb, like 10 to 20%, so it sounds big without becoming a reverb sample. Arrangement tip. Place this on bar 1 beat 1 when a phrase begins. Also try it on bar 17 if you're doing a 32-bar structure, that mid-phrase reset. It's classic D then B punctuation. Variation 2 is reverse swell plus slam, a jungle tension builder. Duplicate your clip and reverse it. Now put auto filter, and use a low pass 24 dB slope. Start the cutoff down around 200 to 600 Hz. Then automate it opening up to 6 to 12k over one bar. Add a bit of resonance, 10 to 25%, so the sweep talks. After that, add hybrid reverb as an insert this time, not a send. Decay 3 to 6 seconds, mix 15 to 30%, low cut around 350. Then resample this reverse swell, print it, and immediately place your forward slam right after it so the slam lands exactly on the one. Teacher note, make the swell duck out as the slam hits. You don't want both at full energy at the same moment. The easiest way is to shorten the reverse right before the one, or automate volume down in the last tiny slice. That's the difference between big and muddy. Variation 3 is the industrial zip or zap fill. This is where jungle gets that manic, mechanical movement. Set warp mode to tones. This often gives you those metallic pitch artifacts that feel intentional. Now add frequency shifter. You can use ring mod mode for nastiness or freak shift for a clear sweep. Start around 200 to 1200 Hz. Fine can sit somewhere like 0.1 to 5. Amount anywhere from 40 to 100% depending on how extreme you want it. Automate the frequency fast, like an 8-note ramp or a 16th-note ramp, so it speaks like a fill. Then add corpus. Think of corpus as your resonance amplifier and tuner. Go for tube or plate vibes. Tune it near your track key, or a fifth if you want it to feel like a machine singing in harmony. Keep decay around 0.3 to 1.2 seconds. Dry wet maybe 10 to 35%. Then redux for crunch. Downsample 2 to 8, bit reduction 8 to 12 bits, and keep dry wet restrained. 10 to 30%. The key is, don't obliterate the transient. You want crispy, not flat. Then auto pan for movement. Sine wave, rate at 1/8 or 1/16, amount 20 to 60%. Phase at 180 so it feels wide. Now resample your best zip moments. Don't keep the whole take. Slice out the best little stabs and use them as 1/8 or 1/16 fills. Arrangement tip. Pepper them into the last two beats of a 4-bar loop. The classic is bar 4, beat 4 area, so the loop feels like it's pulling you into the next bar. Also try call and response with snare ghost notes. Put the zip right after the snare, not on top of it. Now step 4. Make it rolling friendly. This is the you can be brutal without breaking the groove part. First, sidechain your FX. On Metal FX print, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain, feed it from your kick, or your full drum bus. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds, so it ducks quickly but still lets some punch through. Release around 80 to 180 milliseconds so it breathes with the tempo. Set threshold to get about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on the loud moments. If the FX are living near the snare, sidechain to the snare instead. This is huge. Your snare owns 2 and 4. Let it stay king. Second, keep the low end clean. Put an EQ8 at the end of the FX chain and high pass most FX around 90 to 150 Hz. For dedicated drop impacts, you can keep some 150 to 250 for weight, but control it. If your sub and bass feel like they disappear when the FX play, your FX have too much low mid or low end energy. Now, a pro level coach move, a 2-stage transient strategy. Early in the chain, we boosted transients so the hit speaks. Late in the chain, contain the post hit splash. Drop multiband dynamics near the end, and gently compress only the high band above about 4 to 6k. Just a couple dB of downward compression can stop that crackle from shredding your hats and cymbals. Also, do dynamic sends instead of static sends. Instead of leaving the reverb send at one constant level, automate it so it blooms after the transient. A simple move, At the exact hit, send is basically zero. Then 100 to 250 milliseconds later, bring it up to 15 to 30%. Now you get impact first, space second. That's how you get big without smear. Step 5. Build a mini FX rack so you can perform and print. On your FX track, create an auto effect rack with 3 chains, clean impact, crushed industrial and ring mod zip. Map macros like this. 1 macro for drive, controlling saturator drive or drum bus drive. 1 macro for tone, controlling auto filter cutoff. 1 macro for crush, controlling redux dry wet. 1 macro for shift, controlling frequency shifter frequency. 1 macro for space, controlling hybrid reverb mix or your send amount. 1 macro for width, using utility width from about 80 to 140%. Now loop 4 to 8 bars and literally perform these macros while recording resampling passes. This is very jungle. You're playing the effects like an instrument. Quick advanced variation ideas you can try immediately. 1. The chainsaw flam. Duplicate a printed hit 2 or 3 times. Offset layers by 7 to 20 milliseconds. Transpose them, like 0, plus 7, plus 12 semitones. High pass the higher layers more aggressively so they don't muddy. Then glue them together with glue compressor for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction so it becomes one machine impact. 2. Spectral smear zip. Set warp mode to texture. Increase grain size until the ring turns into a moving sheet. Automate transpose down over an eighth to a quarter bar like an elevator drop. Resample, then slice the sweet spot, which is often the middle, not the beginning. 3. A diesel backfire, subsafe thump illusion. Make a parallel low layer with corpus that keeps more low end, while your main chain is high passed harder around 120 to 200. Blend so you perceive weight without dumping uncontrolled sub into your mix. 4. Rimshot style industrial ticks for ghost notes. Take a 10 to 40 millisecond slice of the transient, warp and beats, high pass around 1 to 2k with auto filter, add slight saturation, and use it in 16th patterns. This audio version is shortened for playback.